InnovAXA Incorporated, a Silicon Valley-based healthcare data platform, is in advanced talks with Tiger Global Management, Steadview Capital, and Dragoneer Investment Group to receive up to $60 million, about 423 crore at current exchange rate, at a valuation of $300 million, two persons familiar with the development told The Economic Times. AndlQuo, the potential deal, which has got interest from several other investors, is expected to close in 3 to 4 weeks, AndlQuo, said one of the persons. InnovAXA and AndlQuo, S Series A funding round took place in August 2016 and Series B in May 2018. In January 2019, the company received its Series C round of funding from Microsoft and AndlQuo, S investment arm M12. Also New York-based investor Tiger Global Management is in preliminary talks to invest up to $50 million, about 352.4 crore at current exchange rate, in Bengaluru-based scooter rental platform Vogo Automotive Private Limited, people in the know told The Economic Times. Vogo, which competes with the likes of Drivzy and Bounce, counts venture capital firms Stellaris Venture Partners and Matrix Partners India apart from a number of angels as its investors. In December last year, Ola said it would invest $100 million in Vogo to diversify its offerings. Vogo had raised funding from Ola in April 2018. Meanwhile, Tiger Global Management may lead a $30 million, about 211.4 crore at current exchange rate, funding round for tutoring platform Vedantu Innovations Private Limited, two people in the know told Mint. The round, which will be joined by Westbridge Capital, will see Vedantu having a pre-money valuation of $100 to $110 million, they added, asking not to be named. Tiger Global Management had previously invested in the startup in 2015. The funding marks one of the first cases this year where Tiger Global Management is leading a round in one of its portfolio companies. In the last 8 to 10 months, the New York-based investor has been backing mostly new firms in the business-to-business, B2B, segment. Founded by Vamsi Krishna, Anand Prakash, Pulkit Jain and Saurabh Saxena in 2011, Vedantu is an online portal offering coaching classes. Last November, the company had raised $11 million in a round led by Omidyar Network and joined by existing investor Accel and China and AndlQuo, S-Style Education Group. Separately, scooter-sharing startup Bounce, owned by WickedRide Adventure Services Private Limited, is close to raising $200 million, 1,409 crore rupees at current exchange rate, in a round of funding that will be 70% financed by existing investors, people in the no-told tech circle. While a US-based venture capital firm is likely to join the round, existing investors including Accel and B Capital Group, the venture capital firm started by Facebook co-founder Eduardo Saverin, are expected to put in a large chunk in the fundraising. The company has already raised close to $120 million, said the persons. Bounce in June 2019 raised $72 million in its Series C round of funding from B Capital and Falcon Edge. In another development, Fable, a mobile-first healthcare services platform, raised $150,000, 1.05 crore rupees at current exchange rate, from US-headquartered venture capital firm Sove, co-founder Sumit Sinha told Tech Circle. Fable, owned by Terrells Technologies Private Limited, had previously raised $300,000 from early-stage venture firm Omphalos Venture India LLP and a few angel investors, the report said. Meanwhile, Subhash Chandra-owned S-Infra Projects Limited is in the final leg of negotiations to initially sell around 250 megawatts, MW, of operational solar portfolio to Adani Green Energy for close to 2,000 crore, $283.4 million at current exchange rate, two people in the know told The Economic Times. Previously, a Mint report disclosed that S-Infra Projects is looking to sell 310 megawatts of operational solar portfolio for this price to Adani. AndlQuo, the deal may be announced within a couple of weeks, AndlQuo, said one of the persons. Last year, Essel Group had put the infrastructure business on the block and had entered into an agreement with private equity investor Actis to sell its entire solar energy portfolio of 685 megawatts for about 4,700 crore. The deal fell through earlier this year. After the deal with Actis fell through, the company decided to offer the solar portfolio one piece at a time, and one of the persons said,